Hi, I'm Pauline Field, and this is today's episode of Wit, Wisdom, and Wrinkles. And today I want to talk about the fact that we live so much longer than we used to. Our parents, our grandparents, their lives, for the most part, were shorter, and their expectations of how long they were going to live were shorter. So for them, retirement seemed like, yeah, we need to do that. We need to have some time that's just for us because there's probably not going to be too much of it. But today, if we're thinking about retirement in our 60s, we're talking 20 or 30 years as a real possibility that we're going to live. And if you think about it, even for a minute, a 20 to 30 year vacation, that's a long time. And also, if you think about how much you enjoy your vacations, it's because they're a break. There's something different. So, with that longevity, I want to look with you at what are your options? Well, for a lot of people, they have to keep working for financial reasons. And so then, the question is, do you like what you do? If you do, great, you're in good shape. But if you're not crazy about it, or you just would like to work a little less, well, now's the time to be looking at how can you do that? If you have your finances in order, and you talk to a professional, you can find out just how much you need if you retire. Probably quite a bit less than when you're working. So maybe instead of working 5 plus days a week, you can work three. And have two to do the other things that you'd really like to do. Likewise, if you were retired involuntarily and your finances are not such that you can stay out of work, it's a time to look at, do you want to do what you were doing? Or maybe there's something else that could pay you enough. And it could be enjoyable. Then there's those of you who love what you do. Who says you have to retire? There really is no reason to retire. If you think of Norman Lear, he was still writing and producing into, almost 100 years old. There's plenty of stories. I put them in my newsletter every month of people who are doing amazing things in their 90s. If you love your work, keep working. If you want a break, take a break. Try it. It can be a trial period, like a sabbatical, 3 months, 6 months, a year, and see what it's like not doing what you usually do every day. Maybe it'll show you that, yeah, you needed a break, but you also want to keep working. I'm 76 and I don't work 5 days a week, but I love what I do. So why would I stop? It gives me meaning and fulfillment. And I have tried it. I've tried retirement, full retirement. And it's not for me. It might not be for you. So, one of the things is to understand your personal motivations. So, is it because you think you should retire, or there's something, some passion or great interest you have that you want to pursue, or you just have career fatigue? So, if you have no financial considerations, then you truly have a wide option, set of options. So, what will you do if you retire? And you're looking at not retiring because, well, I'd be bored. Or, I don't know what I would do. I don't know that that's the greatest reason to keep working. Maybe you just really don't know whether you should retire, whether you should keep working, whether you should retire and get a volunteer job. What should you do? Well, look around and talk to other people who are in their 60s and 70s. Find out what they did and what they're doing and how they're enjoying their life. Is it rich? Is it full? Consult a retirement coach. It's what I do. There are a few of us, there's not many, but there are a few. And I'm always happy to talk to you. And look and see. You might also start building a new routine that includes physical, mental, and social activities, and see how that works. So I hope this has given you some food for thought as to whether to work or not to work, to retire or not to retire. We have this next phase of our lives, and we get to choose. Isn't that great? Yeah. So, when you're looking at the choice, know that you have lots of choices. Thanks for being with me today. And I hope you find lots to laugh at today. And I look to see you back here tomorrow.